So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Nishba Levatel as a mitzvah v'lei bitl pater. If one swears not to fulfill a certain mitzvah and then violates the oath by fulfilling the mitzvah, he's exempt. Furthermore, Lekaim as a mitzvah v'lei kiyum pater. If one swears to fulfill a certain mitzvah and then violates the oath by not fulfilling the mitzvah, he's also exempt. Although Shahoyi b'din she'e chayiv k'di Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, we would think he's liable as Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira reasoned. Uma'im harashos she'ein mushbalem har sinai. Harei chayiv aleh, mitzvah she'mushbalem har sinai ein din she'e chayiv aleh. If one is liable for an oath regarding a voluntary matter, he should certainly be liable for an oath to fulfill his Torah obligations. However, Amr loy. Im amarta b'shvus rishus shekin osa balav kehen. Taim b'shvus mitzvah shekin lay osa balav kehen shem nishba levatl v'lay bitl pater. It is possible to formulate an ordinary oath in the positive and the negative, to do or not to do something, as the pasuk requires, lahara oy lahetiv. However, it is not possible to make an oath not to fulfill his obligations. Therefore, an oath to fulfill them is not effective either. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira responded, "Atu hatavas acherim lav afagav telesa b'chal haras acherim b'rabbi rachmana." One is liable for swearing to perform an action to benefit others, even though he cannot make an oath to harm others. Similarly, hachanam b'ki mitzvah avagav telesa b'bitl mitzvah rabbi rachmana. So too, one can swear regarding the fulfillment of a mitzvah, even though he cannot swear to abstain from fulfilling it. However, the Rabbanan differentiate, "Hasam isa b'loy etiv hacham isa b'loy akayim." One can swear not to benefit others, such as not to give a gift to a wealthy person. However, he cannot swear not to fulfill the mitzvah. The Gemara cites a related brisa. The pasuk says, lahara oy lahetiv, referring to both positive and negative actions. The brisa deduces several halachas. Mahatav rishos, afara rishos, just as the pasuk refers to an optional positive action, so too, it only refers to an optional negative action. Therefore, nishba levatel as a mitzvah v'lei bitl pater. If one swears not to fulfill a certain mitzvah and then violates the oath by fulfilling the mitzvah, he's exempt. Mahara rishos, afatav rishos. Just as the pasuk refers to an optional negative action, so too it only refers to an optional positive action. Therefore, nishba lekaim as a mitzvah v'lei kiyum pater. If one swears to fulfill a certain mitzvah and then violates the oath by not fulfilling the mitzvah, he's exempt. Hara rishos. The pasuk refers to an optional negative action. And so, nishba lahara la'atzmei b'lahara chayif. One is liable for an oath to harm himself because harishus b'yadah, he has the option to harm himself. However, nishba lahara la'chem b'lahara pater, he's exempt for an oath to harm others, such as, akez pleini v'avtzes meichai, I will strike this person and split his skull, because ein harishus b'yadah, he does not have the right to harm others. Hatavas acherim, one is liable for an oath to benefit others because oy lahetiv, this is derived from the extra word oy. The Gemara asks, "Mimai dekroy b'davar harishus k'sivi dima b'dvar mitzvah k'sivi." How do we know that the pasuk refers to optional positive and negative actions and not to obligatory actions such as fulfilling or violating a mitzvah? The Gemara gives two answers. "Mideitzruch oy l'rabas atavas acherim shma mano b'dvar harishus k'sivi." The Torah writes the extra word oy to include an oath to benefit others. Clearly, we're discussing optional actions because otherwise, haras acherim misrabi hatavas acherim ibaya. If the pasuk refers to mitzvahs and one is liable for an oath to harm others, even though he violates a commandment, he's certainly liable for an oath to benefit others and with which he fulfills a commandment. However, the Gemara explains that this explanation is only according to the opinion l'chalik l'tzarach kra. The word ay, or, is not needed to separate between these terms, to hold one liable for each separately. Because mashma shneim ke'echad u'mashma ech b'fnei atzmai. We assume that they are independent of each other, unless the Torah specifically mentions them together. However, according to the opinion of l'chalik tzarach kra, the word oy or is needed to separate between these terms, because mashma shnei ke'echad, we assume that they are interdependent of each other. The Gemara offers a second explanation. Savala k'Rabbi Akiva de darish ribuye umeute. We hold like Rabbi Akiva who expounds exclusionary terms, and so, i'amrit b'shlem b'dvar hershos k'siv mimai dvar mitzvah. If the pasuk refers to optional actions, we exclude mitzvahs. But i'amrit b'dvar mitzvah k'siv mimai k'mimayit. If the pasuk were to include mitzvahs, what else would we exclude? Zok the Mishnah, Shvuish lo echle kigazu, Shvuish lo echlena, Shvuish lo echlena, v'achla. If one swears three consecutive oaths, I will not eat this loaf, I will not eat it, I will not eat it, and he then eats the entire loaf, in the chayav la'achas, he's only liable for a single carbon, because ein shvu chal shvu, a subsequent oath cannot take effect on the previous oath. Therefore, he's only liable for the first oath. The Gemara explains the Mishnah by citing a ruling of Rava, which makes the following distinction. Shvuish lo echle kigazu, kivin sh'ochav menekezai is chayav. If one swears, I will not eat this loaf, he is liable for eating a single kezias of that loaf, but if he swears, I will not eat it, he's only liable if he consumes the entire loaf. Therefore, One is only liable to one carbon for the three oaths listed in the Mishnah because he first swore Shlo Eichel Kikur Zu and then swore Shlo Eichlena, and the second oath is not effective because once he's liable for each kezias. As per the first oath, the subsequent oath not to eat the entire loaf is repetitive and therefore ineffective. However, Amma Shlo Eichlena, Vahado Amma Shlo Eichel, Mechayev Tarti. He's liable to two karbanas if he first swore Shlo Eichlena and then swore Shlo Eichel Kikur Zu because the second oath is effective. Because since, as per the first oath, he's only liable for eating the entire loaf, the second oath adds that he's liable for each individual kezias. The Gemara now explains why the Mishnah mentioned three oaths. Chiyuvuhu deleka, hashavua ika, the mishkachas rav chachayla. He's not liable for the additional oaths, but they are valid, and so they become effective whenever possible, as Rava ruled, im nishal al rishayna, also leshni tachteo. If he nullifies the first oath retroactively, the subsequent oath would then take effect. The Mishnah concludes, this is Shvuah's Bitui, an oath to do or not to do a certain action, for which one is liable Malkus for an intentional transgression, and a carbon oil b'yared for an unintentional transgression. However, Shvuah Shav, Chayovan Azadayin Amakus Vashigigasa Pater. For a vain oath, one is liable Malkus for an intentional transgression, but is exempt from a carbon for an unintentional transgression.